Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on the Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So I got to give a shout out to my good friend Kyle King. You remember Kyle King?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, Kyle King. He used to work here throughout our building and mm-hmm. on the air and all that stuff. So right now he's in Clarksville, Tennessee, I want to say, doing the morning show.
Okay.
So I want to give him a special shout out, and this is why. Because Kyle King was on, I want to say he was on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling the story about how his daughter wanted to hear the music he used to listen to back when he was a little younger.
Yeah.
And this is how that story went.
Today's a very depressing day for me. My daughter was in the car with me. We're listening to music, and she goes, "Dad, what were some songs you used to listen to as a kid?" So I played some Limp Bizkit for her, and she hated every single song. I mean, every single song that I played, she hated it. Didn't like anything. No questions at this time.
So, did y'all ever have that moment where you like, oh, let me play this for my kid, and the kid just like, yeah.
You know, but the thing about it is, I'm lucky because I grew up in the obviously, you know, high school, college in the 80s. And that's classic rock, and it's obviously, you know, hair bands and 80s, you know, not disco, but you know, pop and all that stuff. People now love that. Like, you listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, the music that I grew up listening to, whether it was 80s pop or hair bands or rock or whatever, classic rock. Hell, Figgy, what do you do when you're in your car?
Classic rock.
So I'm
funk.
Like lucky. Like my generation, it's just like timeless music.
But did you used to play that for them as kids? Did you used to like play it around the house? Because that's where I grew love for
I
it.
Did.
Because my parents, they used to have house parties playing the old school music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up into it. So I'm guessing Kyle probably didn't play it around his kid, and his kid probably hey, what kind of music you used to listen to?
Right.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I made it easy on my father because I like all the music that my parents listen to. I mean, I have a Who shirt on right now. So, and to your point, Figgy, my parents, there was always music on in the house, and it was always, you know, their music. So we grew up on it, and that's why we got to know it. So, yeah, I made it easy for I don't have kids of my own. So for me, it's like the significant other trying to introduce them to the music I like and hoping she enjoys it as well, and unfortunately that's gone over pretty well currently, so but to me that's the one that I can relate, I guess, to hoping your kid likes it.
It was one time, and you know, obviously I don't have any kids either, and I'm kind of with y'all. I was kind of lucky to, you know, take on from my parents, but it was one time this was during my rapper days. This was probably like 10-12 years ago. I was riding in my car. I picked up a younger guy who used to rap too.
Mm-hmm.
We were all going to a studio or something like that. And I think one of them hopped in the car with me. So I'm like, all right, so we all going to the same place. And I'm playing like music from the 2000s. I'm playing like some hard hip hop. I'm playing the locks.
Yeah.
So Jadakiss and Styles P and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, that's my music.
Yeah.
So I grew up to that. So I'm just playing that. I'm like, who don't like this type of music?
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I end up switching. I end up going to Tribe Called Quest. Now that's a little older. That's a little early. Yeah. That's a little early 90s and kind of more chill vibe. And I'm thinking, hey, who don't like that?
Yeah.
And so we get to our place and got out the car and all that stuff. And then we did what we had to do. And
they
then we was about to leave.
You.
He said, man, I'm about to hop in the car with you, man. This dude over here playing some jazz. I'm like, jazz?
Jazz?
Of course, he's talking about A Tribe Called Quest. Yeah. He ain't say nothing about the other music before, but he said, this dude over here playing some jazz.
Now, there have been a few times, like if I played some old funk from my high school days or something like that, where people kind of like, all right, this is old. But even my kids like that, but I can see where a lot of that generation wouldn't be all about it.
Yeah. So salute the Kyle King, man. I feel for you, man. Mm-hmm. You sitting here saying, ooh, you want to hear what daddy used to listen
to? Let's go.
And then it's like, nah, I don't like none of this. Nah, I'm cool. Let's go back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So I feel for him on that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, speaking of classic rock, so I little sidebar, I'm probably like the 1% who listen to SiriusXM radio on the daily because I have no choice because my Bluetooth don't work in the car.
Okay.
So whenever I want to listen to music, I just got to go straight radio.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's tough. Yeah. I can't do the FM radio, man. It's just, they play the same stuff for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually go to classic rock on SiriusXM. And it's been on there for a couple days. Every time I just want to switch the music.
It just turns on.
Yeah, it's right there. So it was one day I got in the car. I think it was this weekend. I got in the car and this song was playing.
I tried so hard and got so far.
You familiar with this?
Yeah.
Little Linkin Park. So when I got in the car and this came on, I'm like, hold on. I'm on the wrong station.
Yeah.
Because my station usually play classic rock, right?
Oh no, it's transitioning.
So I'm like, wait a minute. This is the station I've been listening.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, because the station I listen to usually 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
That's it. They usually stuck between there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this, they really playing this?
Yep. It's happening, Figgy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so upset and to the point, I'm like, I'm going to keep it on the stage. See, whoever the DJ is on this stage, I want to see what they got to say about this. Maybe it's something I missed.
Yeah.
And then the guy came on like, yeah, that was Linkin Park. They sold 60 million records throughout the whole world on this album. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they go from that to the Doobie Brothers. I'm like, how you follow up Linkin Park into the Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers?
Hey, they're all classic.
I'm like, man, this song still be playing on like Pop 2K. Yeah,
what's the actual name of that song?
I think it's called In the End.
Yes, that's what I have
here. What year did that come out?
2000.
Man, that should not be on.
Yes, it should.
No, it should not.
25 years and counting?
And the thing is, they don't play nothing like that. Yeah. It'd be one thing if they was playing Green Day and all this other stuff.
For me, though, it's not even about the time. It's about the sound. Like, for me, classic rock isn't about how old it is, it's from those certain decades. Yeah. And so if it came out in 2000, I can never consider that classic rock even 50 years from now because it's like a certain sound.
It's
just
a genre.
Right, it's a genre. Just like the same thing has happened with indie music, where originally that was independent groups that weren't on record deals.
Yeah.
Now it's bands that do have record deals, but they sound like indie bands. We call it, you know, indie rock or indie folk. I think it's the same thing here where, yeah, it's just become a genre now where classic rock is like the 60s, 70s, and most of the 80s, I would include bands from the 80s as well, but like the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, those types of bands. And even as old as Linkin Park might be, I can never consider them classic rock.
I couldn't believe they were playing that on that channel, man. Like, just go through the playlist of what they be playing on that channel.
I am having so much fun listening to you two guys in complete denial.
Denial. It threw off the whole playlist,
guys,
man. That song had nothing to do with all other songs they were playing.
Figgy. That's classic rock.
No, it's not.
Yes,
man.
It is.
No, it's not.
25 years is a threshold, man.
Nah, man. It's like Luke said.
Nah,
it's a
you can talk about it all you
it's
want.
It's a genre at this point,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's become a genre.
Yeah, so just let's stick with the Pink Floyds, the Beatles, and the Stones, and all that stuff. It just came out of nowhere. I'm like, what is this song doing on here? It was great. I think whoever was the DJ during that time or the host,
yeah,
he might have just threw that in from the iPad or something, man. I couldn't believe that was on there.
Denial.
All right, as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 16, we talked about Bill Belichick, being a loser, loser of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And who did they lose to? They lose the who was they playing? Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson.
Yeah, they got their ass whooped by Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
And before the game, I want to say this was College Game Day on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
They had him on before the game, kind of talking on the sideline, and they asked him to talk a little bit about Nick Saban. How you feel about Nick Saban? Y'all worked together for years and all that stuff. Started off in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
His work with the Cleveland Browns. And this is what Bill Belichick had to say about Nick Saban. And at the end, you'll hear Nick Saban's response to Bill Belichick.
I learned an awful lot from Coach Saban. You know, we came from different defensive systems, and we merged them together in Cleveland. And, you know, I learned a lot from him about man-to-man coverage, which we didn't play a lot of at New York. And, you know, the 4-3 defense, which, you know, he played at Michigan State and Toledo. So, you know, it was a great experience, you know, watching Nick handle the free agents and recruit and build a program at Alabama. You know, I'm very grateful for the relationship that I have with him and all the things that I've learned from him. He's, you know, he's the best that's ever done it. And like I said, it's a real honor for me to just be with him for, you know, those 4 years and to have our relationship and friendship that'd be almost, you know, lifelong in this career.
Yeah, well, I never thought in all the time we've been friends that I'd ever say that you're full of shit, but I learned a lot more. I learned a lot more from you than you ever learned from me.
Live on the air.
Yep, and you can do that now, I guess. I don't know, but that was from the gut. There's no question.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of respect for Bill Belichick. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of cool seeing them talk back and forth and all that stuff. It got to be a little cringy for Cleveland Browns fan. Like, damn.
Yeah.
They were on the coaching staff?
I mean, they were only the two best, arguably, to do it.
I know, it's crazy.
it already sucks seeing, especially not to pick on the Carolina Panthers, but seeing Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold going back and forth in a legendary game.
Yep.
And it's like both of them quarterbacks was on y'all roster.
Yeah.
And y'all got rid of both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was trying to think of other examples like Belichick and Saban, two guys that worked together early, even outside of sports, two guys that were together early in their careers and then went off to have like these legendary careers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tie it back to their time together.
The one I think about a lot, too, is the Commanders, Washington, how they had Sean McVay. They had Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Who else did they? I forgot who else they had.
Well, you can go to college, too, because on Saban's staffs, you had all the coaches now, that Dabo and, you know, what's his name? At Georgia, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart, yeah. All those guys.
Yeah, it's true. He has a great coaching tree, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I did bring up the Carolina Panthers, and they beat the Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, I think Mike McDaniel's on that staff too, in Washington.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want to say so. That was a crazy stab. But Carolina beat the Miami Dolphins, and the person that was on play by play for this game is a guy by the name of Eric Collins. I want to say he called games for the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right.
Yep.
So I just want to give you a little taste of what it sounded like, and I think this dude needs a job permanently calling NFL games.
Play action. Tagovailoa has Waddle. He's open. Touchdown.
Look how excited he sounds,
man.
And so, you know, the game got down to the wire, mm-hmm. and, you know, he had to bring the juice out for this one.
2 minutes timeout. Bryce Young. Got his man. Touchdown, Mitchell Evans, and the Panthers take the lead.
Dang.
This kind of made me, and I know he was kind of calling the home game. He was being fair on both sides, but
yeah.
It kind of made me wish a home, we had like a, kind of like the NBA do, and have their home announcers a little bit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had some juice to it, man. That was kind of like a radio call, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we may be getting there, you know, at some point where every team has their own, because I know the NFL is really all about, you know, their product and owning the product themselves.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I know with the MLB package, whatever they call it, extra innings, you can sync the radio broadcast to the TV, which is really cool. So you watch the game and listen to the radio and it's synced up. They allow you to do that in the app. And so my point being, if they ever got to a point where, like with Sunday Ticket, you could just sync up the Texans radio while you watch the game, like that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would like to do that, but I think that's a really cool option that Major League Baseball offers, so you can have that home broadcast.
Yeah.
So you could have more feel like that. But yeah, I know. He made a lot of
he's gotta be
a lot of headlines
today.
Yesterday.
Yeah. He's got to be hoarse today.
Yeah, nah, he was good, man. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that because I feel like in the NFL you get a lot of bland type of calls. You get some good calls, don't get me wrong, but yeah. Some of them, they don't really have a team. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he just got that NBA radio broadcast voice where he, you know, he gets excited about everything. And I think he's a little over the top at times, too. But I like that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the younger version of Gus Johnson. But I think he's
very much
Yeah. I think he's a little better than Gus, but... another conversation. That's Figgy's mixtape, which you can hear right here on In the Loop, same time each and every day at 1:20. Figgy always bringing good stuff. When we come back, we'll put a bow on In the Loop for today and also on the great win from the Texans yesterday, at least for the time being. So we'll get to some final thoughts from what we saw with that great win yesterday. We'll do it next. Also catch up with the fellas from the drive, get their thoughts as well. We'll do it all next in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.